Slacker and Steve on demand.
You want to talk about babysitting gone bad?
Bad.
Now, most of the time, and we get a lot of complaints about this. Mm-hmm. So most of the time when we talk about babysitting, we talk about the babysitter was bad.
Right.
That's, oh my God, babysitter showed up drunk. Babysitter did this. Babysitter. This time, we're going the other way.
Yep.
If you were a babysitter and they were hellions.
Little snots.
If you were a babysitter and the parents were complete jerks to you.
Mm-hmm.
Or something went, there was a tragedy and there was a fire in the house and you had to like, I don't know. It's CPR. Just something babysitting. Okay, here's why we got inspired. A girl, I guess. How old is this girl? Does it say? I don't know if it does. She was babysitting some kids. She was owed $128, mm-hmm. which is $16 an hour. The mom refused to pay her because during the babysitting time, she took the kids out for ice cream and played at the park and did a whole bunch of fun things. Because that is what babysitters do.
That's part of their job. It's what they get paid to do.
Mom wrote her a note and said, I'm not paying you because you got free ice cream and a day of fun.
Okay. She was working. On her day off, would she hang out with kids at the park? And
yes, nothing ice I like. Cream? I like ice cream. I don't like ice cream with kids.
Amen.
I don't.
The reason she was there is because that was her job.
That is babysitting gone. I mean, I don't.
I would sue that mom.
I don't mind buying our babysitters, nannies. We buy them food. We buy them movie tickets. We buy them pay for.
They're in charge of your children.
Hello?
I would take care of them.
Okay. I want you to take Noah and Mia to Cold Stone. And here's enough money for exactly 2 ice creams and tax. You're going to make her stand there and not eat? Well, you can pay for your own. And don't have fun because you're on the clock.
See, exactly.
What kind of pizza?
Right.
That's. So if you've been a babysitter and things went bad, we want to hear your story. Let's do a couple more stories here. Mm-hmm. This woman said she was watching 2 boys. Thinks they were about 12 and 11. And parents seem to be partiers, which is why she was always like, like, that's half the time when somebody's watching our kids, we have to go to some booze-fueled thing. You know what it is.
Right.
Like, they can tell when they come to babysit our kids, like, you driving or Uber? And we're like, Uber? All right.
It's going
to
be one of those.
See you tomorrow, I guess. No, so she knew the parents of this 12 and 11-year-old like to party a little bit. Anyway, at some point in the night, one of the kids goes, there's orange juice in the fridge. And babysitter's like, you like orange juice? Yeah. So she poured 2 giant orange juices for the kids. They drank them throughout the night 2 or 3 more times. The kids are like, can we have more orange juice? So they had like 2 or 3 glasses of orange juice.
Holy smokes.
And they were. Now, see, when I first started reading this story, I was like, you're given, they're 12 and 11, so they can handle a little more of the acidic.
Their livers are a little bit more structured.
But they're slamming a bunch of orange juice. Yeah, then they started getting weird and started breaking crap.
Yeah.
Had to call the dad and say, your kids are acting weird. It was a screwdriver.
They made a pictures and left them for the...
Can I just say this? I can relate to it a little.
But you put yours in a protective, something sort of childproof cap on. No, okay.
I don't.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just say this.
Mm.
So I will occasionally make like Simply Lemonade or Simply Orange with vodka in it.
Okay.
And the way that I do that is I take your Simply Lemonade, pop the top, pour out about 1/3 of the bottle.
Wow.
And then pour back in vodka into the Simply Lemonade bottle.
Gotcha.
Now this way, when you're at a national park or somewhere where it's illegal to have an open container, you go, I don't. It's Simply Lemonade. Ta-da!
I see where you're coming from now.
But if I'm going to leave said Spike Simply Lemonade in my fridge and not take it to a national park, I draw the big Mr. Ick skull and crossbones
to let everyone
on
know.
The label to be like, don't drink this one.
Yeah, that was on the parents. That was their fault.
Do you know what's funny?
She set them up.
The parents said it's not your fault.
Get out. They owned it.
They said we should have warned you that it was.
So now their kids are just.
Their kids are schmammered. I mean, it's a hilarious story where Child Protective Services should come kick the door in and take the kids away from them.
There is that.
Because, I mean, draw the skull and crossbones on your picture of. The other one's from Aaron. half of our two-headed monster.
Oh, our producer.
She said her mom was watching a friend's daughter who was somewhere in the 2 to 4 year old range. The little girl was so sweet. She was choking. She was eating something and she was choking and she didn't want to be a burden. So her mom would be like, are you okay? And she would just smile and nod. And then she'd go back to like,
what?
The little girl didn't want to inconvenience anyone. So she pretended she wasn't choking. It took her mom a bunch of time to figure out that she was.
There are more people on this planet like that little
who
girl.
Just, instead of tweeting all your.
Yes. Exactly.
Just shut up and choke.
Keep it to yourself.
Keep your choking inside. All right. So she did eventually save the kid, but that is babysitting gone bad. So this could either work. Because normally we let you talk about your bad babysitters. Not this time.
No.
If you're a babysitter and it went bad for you, we want to hear your story. Casey.
Yeah, guys.
Yay. Babysitting gone bad.
Yeah, so I used to babysit for these terrible kids. They would chase each other with pocket knives and work saws and all this bad stuff. But
wait. Can I just ask you this? Did you ever? I know it's like it was very vague. I'm picturing skill saw. When the parents come home, don't you go? Did you know they have pocket knives and try to kill each other? Or are they cool with that?
Yeah, then they always told me that their kids were little hellions and that's just how they are. But that wasn't even the worst part. They offered me a free Avalanche tickets to these nice box seats. And so I was like, okay, whatever, I can deal with that. When I went to go get paid that week, they said, oh, no, the tickets are your payment and you're going to have to keep working them until you work them out.
No!
That's
retail value of the oh my god,
okay, expensive tickets
because they were sweet tickets,
right? Yeah, so it didn't take me a long time.
Hundreds of dollars.
That is
completely D-bag-ish. I don't, you quit, right?
Oh, I quit. I took the tickets with me.
Good for you.
Thank you for the call, Casey. This ain't a barter situation, right? There, son. Amanda.
Yay.
Babysitting gone bad.
All right. I was 11 or 12 years old and was left to be responsible for a 4-year-old and a barely older than newborn baby. This is back before cell phones were really a thing.
Okay.
And their parents were supposed to be going out to dinner for an hour or two. They were gone for 4 or 5 hours, and their baby had never taken a bottle before. So I have a breastfed baby.
Is that bad? Is that hard?
Starving.
It's a baby who only knows how to latch onto a boob, and you're going to try to wean it off the boob onto a bottle without the mom there.
They left it to the babysitter?
To an 11-year-old babysitter, by my count, which is illegal from jump.
So who's going to pump, and then who's going to...
Nobody. She's got milk in the bottle, but the baby doesn't do the bottle. Baby wants warm breast.
What?
Oh, what did you do?
Sat with a screaming baby for hours.
Get... Ow.
That is so not cool.
That baby can blow its cord, the vocal cord.
Well, yeah. They're cartilage at that age.
You're right. That's right. They're all.
Did they pay you extra when they realized? Like, who does that?
What did the mom say?
You know, honestly, I don't really remember. I did end up walking a few doors down to my parents' house and said, I don't know why this baby was so screaming. And my mom was, hung out with me. But I had no idea what to do because that's, I'm 11 years old and I obviously had never breastfed an infant. So,
wow! Dang. Thank you for the call.
Ugh.
I know a story that's similar to that. That's actually kind of. I'll hold on a second, Lindsay.
Yay!
Babysitting gone bad.
So I was babysitting for my neighbors, who is this really nice, like, Indian family.
Okay.
And when I first went over there, before the parents left, they taught me a whole bunch of these Hindu words and told me that I should be teaching their children Hindu while they were gone. And they were, like, telling me, like, oh, if they want...
You're responsible for teaching their children their native language, one which you don't speak.
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent plan.
Yes.
All right.
I went down of the language, and I was supposed to be teaching it to them the whole time. And then on top of this, there was a bunch of rooms that were off limits in the house because of, like, their like religious stuff is in there, and you like can't just like go in and play in there. And so of course the kids go and play in these like religious rooms.
Oh, they're just tearing it up,
man, and you're going down in flames, and you don't know the Hindu word for quit it. Thank you for the call. What I was thinking, I can't remember who it was. Somebody, you know, how kids get attached to their pacifier.
Okay.
And you, it's just like the screaming baby with the breast milk or whatever. Once when you take the pacifier away from a kid, they lose their mind for like 3 or 4 days. It's awful.
That long?
It's, well, because they need to be weaned from it. We used to cut them off and stuff. I know people who took every pacifier out of their house, except the one the kid had, and just when the babysitter arrived, took it out of the kid's mouth, stuck it in their pocket, and went out to dinner for like 6 hours.
They tried to wean the kid while the baby, they dumped that
on
the baby.
And the babysitter had no idea why the kid was screaming all night.
What the?
That's... They're like trying to feed the kid. Nothing worked because the kid wanted his binky, and they're like, we don't want to hear those first 6 hours of screaming. So they put it on the babysitter.
I got to respect that a little bit. But...
I know, thank you.
Oh, that was, oh my God. Slacker and Steve.